KCTD mobile.
TB, KC4SKD, I'm mobile also. Headed into a bunch of traffic, as usual.
Avoid the interstate if at all possible. There was a big wreck around 85 and 185 on the southbound side.
Go that way anymore. Well, when I leave work early, about 11:30, sometimes I'll take that road. But other than that, forget it. I go another route.
On the interstate a long time ago. I only have two routes from my house, either 14 and 85, or go cross country on the north side, and then down 25. And I'm on 25 going home right now.
Headed home as well. A little late leaving office, but I'm off Monday and Tuesday, and seems like whenever you take a day off, you have to stay late the day before to send your boss an email and tell him what needs to be done and all this stuff, so that's what I ended up doing. So normally, just go in the next day and explain it all, but anyway, that's the way it happens.
Try to avoid rush hour like the plague, but I was actually supposed to go on vacation at like 2 o'clock today. And had a transmitter go down from, of all things, the DC-DC converter. Blah.
I used to work a job where I was on call 24 hours, and when the thunderstorms come, we would just cringe because you knew you were going to get called out, and we did lots of times.
Same way, you know, I work aviation, so they started having problems yesterday, but today it finally actually died far enough for me to tell what was causing the problem. And it's just a little DC-DC converter, 12 volts to 5 volts, just, and it was putting out 4.5 volts, which a little bit out of tolerance, so it was bouncing back and forth a little bit, and that was just enough to cause the microcontroller to lose its mind.
Intermittent problems. They're the most aggravating. If it would just break and stay broke, it'd be a lot better.
Better to troubleshoot when you turn it on and it don't work at all. Then at least you have a course path to figure out which section of the machine is not operating right. But when it's intermittent, it could be anything, and I tell everybody, it's like if it's intermittent and it's not a set pattern, it may take me a few days to figure out what is actually causing it to be intermittent. You'll just have to be patient.
I know a guy that works on the F/A-18 Hornets. He was talking about the problems they had out of one. It would bank up to one side and be fine. It would bank up to the other side and fry one of the computers. And he said they worked and worked and worked on that airplane. I don't know what the end result was, but anyhow, he said it gave them fits.
Something silly like, you know, when you bank the other way, the wiring harness moves a half an inch. Just enough to tweak something.
Yeah, but we talked a little bit. I troubleshoot computers myself, laptops, desktops, CAD stations, and some of the troubleshooting techniques can cross over from one to the other, but it's kind of interesting to get in some of those conversations.
I think we've talked before. What is your name? My name's Wyatt.
Call us KC4SKD, and I've talked to so many people. Some of them I remember, and sometimes I don't. But maybe if we talk about the same topic we talked about earlier, maybe the memory will come back.
It's really hard for me to warn people's call sign while I'm driving in traffic because whatever I'm saying, not as important as what I'm actually concentrating on. KJ4 CTD mobile.
And I don't know what's going on my route, but there's a backup in the place where there's usually not a backup. So all I can see is red lights for about another mile.
No, I'm in Burritoville, so. And it's just packed. It's just solid packed everywhere. But it is what it is. I guess it is technically still 5 o'clock traffic.
Almost likes to come in at 6 and leave at 2. And I know why now. I can avoid the the traffic rush.
I try to come in, when I have to go on site, I try to come in after rush hour in the morning, and I'll leave after rush hour at night. I don't have a problem doing that, just to avoid the silliness.
It is getting worse around here every day. They keep building more and building more. More people keep coming to this area. I don't know why. There's a lot of land spread out. Why does everybody have to live in the same spot?
Not where I live. I'd be much happier if they were like, okay, so all the jobs are BMW. Let's build some 20-story apartment buildings over by BMW. There, now you have a place to live. And quit building out in the countryside. I don't want all of your mess in my pristine-ish rural countryside.
Not perfectly. My wife talks about when we retire, if we're able, she wants to go move up to the mountains somewhere and just get away from all this mess. And I'm really starting to agree with her. Yeah, that's starting to sound like a really good idea.
I don't really have to actually deal with people a lot, and I enjoy it. I enjoy that aspect the most.
Yeah, it's going to take me a lot longer to get where I need to go than usual. And this backup is nuts. You mentioned you work in aviation. Did I hear that right? Yeah. I got a cousin that was in the Air Force and flew some of the big planes, and he was talking about he was getting ready to go on this flight, you know, and he met the maintenance guy, and he maintenance guy handed him over a checklist or something, and they signed off on it, and then he looked at the guy, and he said, now pack your bags, you're going with me. KC4SKD.
KJ4CTD mobile. That was really broken up. I'm almost to the top of the hill.
KC4SKD.
Oh, yeah, there we go. KJ4CTD. Yeah, you were talking about aviation. I'm not an FAA employee. I'm a non-Fed contractor. But if I use the FAA's title, I guess I'm an airway system specialist is what they call us.
I know somebody's in the Navy currently, and my brother was on the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, and he worked on the flight deck, and I got a cousin that was in the Air Force, and there's some military in our family.
We have recent military in the family, but I considered joining the Navy when I was younger, and at the time, they had a height restriction for where I wanted to be. And they're like, you're 6 foot and change. Nope, sorry, can't let you in.
My youngest brother has flown some little airplanes before. He wasn't a licensed pilot, but the pilot let him take over the controls. And you know, actually, both my brothers did that. And, you know, but I told my brother when he was riding with his boss, I said, there's one thing you want to do, if you can, learn how to land that plane.
Funnily enough, I'm actually much more qualified to have been in the Air Force, but anyway, I am fully twin-engine qualified. I don't have a license, though, but I can take off, I can fly, I can navigate IFR, and I can land IFR. Oddly enough. But the one time I took a flight lesson, they're like, do you know where you're at? And I'm like, nah, somewhere in Florida. And they're like, nope, just don't even bother learning. And I'm like, you know, that's the first time I've ever been 2,000 feet above Florida. I don't know where anything is. Everything looks like either the city, the ocean, or the big lake in the bottom of the state.
I said, well, that's good if you're IFR rated. And one of my cousins, he said he flew an airplane that was so primitive that the gas gauge was a little float covered by a bubble out on the wing. It had red, yellow, and green. He said when you looked out and you saw only red, you better start looking for a place to land.
It reminds me of some of those crop duster pilots I've come across.
it. And anyway, well, I guess I better put the mic down. I better concentrate on what I'm on doing before I end up being a statistic. So it's been good talking to you this evening.
Yeah, safe trip home, and have a good evening. KJ4 CTD, and we'll catch you some other time.
KC4SKD.